You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tummer with the radio news about radio waves. James Careless in Radio World has a long story about long wave radio and its inevitable demise in England. Long wave, as the name suggests, are long waves. Near AM on the dial, and in the UK largely in the 148.5 to 253 kHz range. Like AM radio, transmitting requires a large antenna to create that big wave, and the sound quality means broadcasting music does not work. Recently, Irish state broadcaster Radio Talifs Éireann announced it would end its Long Wave Radio 1 service to Britain January 1st, but the same Radio 1 programming would still be available on the web and via the Freesat satellite TV service. Long Wave loyalists, many of them Irish, who listened for Irish news from inside England, though, successfully protested and petitioned and persuaded the government to postpone RTE's Long Wave closure until January 1st, 2017. It was the third attempt to end Long Wave in England that was put off. Eventually, though, the transmissions will end. The BBC has bought up the entire world supply of a specially crafted 1-meter-tall glass valve, but they will run out of those in a few years. Quote, "We have purchased whatever parts we can find, but the truth is that when our current long-wave transmission equipment becomes irreparable, our long-wave service will be off-air for good," unquote, Dennis Nolan, network manager for BBC Radio 4, said. Quote, "The BBC has committed to continue to sustain the medium for as long as the current infrastructure is viable, but that's it," unquote. You can read the full story about long wave radio at Radio World. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.